Pluto square turns exact late tonight and adds an unusual level of stress and resistance to moods and attitudes around your home or office today. Jupiter squares ask for moderation, which is the opposite action some will take now, risking their credit rating, job security, and personal safety. Mars is moving into this square and will meet up with both planets tomorrow night in a shootout. The energy of Mars tends to show up a day early. Best then to slow down, stay out of the line of fire on Monday. Impulsive purchases, decisions, and flirting can cost you dearly this week. Avoid all dangerous activities and call it early Monday night. The Sun and Moon square at 10 p.m. Jupiter and Pluto make an exact square 3 hours later. Whew, you'll hear sirens in the city tonight as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Well, good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. My name is Phyllis King and I am your Common Sense Psychic sitting in here today for the wonderful Bonnie Colleen, who is in parts unknown this morning. And I will be taking your calls and questions the entire hour up until 9 o'clock. If you would like to have a question answered on the air, I'm here for you this morning at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Or if you happen to be at your computer, you can always email me at Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, at phyllisking.net, and I'll do email questions as well. Just make sure you give me the name of anyone involved in your question, as that's how I tune in. So here we are, August. I just can't believe it. I know I have to get myself to, yes, this is what's happening. It's August already, 3 weeks till school starts for my kids. It's just the summer seems to be getting shorter and shorter. So here we are. And I have to say, it's funny because I love Lance Ferguson of Skywatch Astrology. He's one of the best out there. And I tend to really go in rhythm with what he talks about, whether I pay attention to it or not. It's interesting. But I've predicted August would be one of the most difficult months energetically of the year. And then as we get into September, we start to feel the relief. We start to feel some movement again. And this is a global frequency for me. So if you've been struggling and, you know, August is already starting to feel contracted and it's only the second day, you're not alone. And not that it has to be this terrible foreboding month, but you know, the energy just suggests it's complicated. But you know, that just means you have to pay a little bit more attention and be focused to what you're doing, what you're trying to create, and you know, you can still get things done. So, but look to September for a relieving sensation. And for me, I'm not exactly in line with all the economists who are saying that it's just going to be the pits for the balance of the year, because I actually feel that things will move a little bit better than the economic news we've been hearing in the news, in part because we tend to comment exactly based upon the now, as it's a good practice to do. But I do feel we're going to see a slight, consistent, moderate improvement. What I have been saying for a number of months that I've already posted in predictions for various publications that will be out next year is that as we come into the spring of 2011, our administration will play a pivotal role in whether or not our economy does really return and start to return, meaning to me that the president will have decisions on his plate, and what the decisions he make will absolutely affect the recovery. So the recovery to me is not necessarily a fixed proposition. And I tend to believe, and I'm an eternal optimist, of course, so I'm looking at the right decisions being made for the economy and a lot more good things to come. But as we get into the early parts of 2011, I'll be looking at those momentums and those rhythms that I'm perceiving now to see if we're on track to have a recovery continue. And as I go into 2011, right now the momentum is set for things to actually get quite a bit better, especially by the end of the year. And so that's what I'm perceiving. But yep, got to get the kids ready for school in just 3 weeks. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. The other things that are going on with me, my friends, is that, you know, I've been on Contact Talk Radio for not quite 2 years, which it's an internet radio show out of Seattle, and they have great programming. And the owners of that station, you know, they really walk the walk and talk the talk. And I've been very happy there with my second show. But I decided I wanted to do something different. You know me, and most of you have gotten to know me for a while, and I like to shake it up a bit. And I actually did not renew my contract at the end of July. And what I did is I started my own little Common Sense Psychic Radio Network. I didn't even really intentionally think, okay, today I'm going to start a little radio network. No, I just thought I really want to be autonomous. I want to do my own thing. Not that I don't still want to be on Sing Beyond and be in LA and everywhere else I do shows. I wanted to do something that was just mine. And so starting tomorrow, I'm going to have two shows every Tuesday. The first one will be at noon to 1 Pacific time, and the second will be at 7 to 8 in the evening. And and you can access it from my website to make it easy. I have icons and such to direct you. You can chat me up during the radio show. You can call in on an 800 number, all that good stuff. And I actually got a couple of my good buddies, one who I've spoken about before on this program, Donna Morish, who is an amazing healer and psychotherapist and has incredible healing tools. She's going to do a show off of my network, as is another amazing astrologer, Matthew Curie, who many of you have heard his name as a consultant for astrologydating.com. He's also going to do a show. So I just kind of got together a few people who I really love and care about and resonate with, and they're going to do shows too. So, you know, keep posted to my website, and my shows start tomorrow, and everybody else's will start throughout the month of August. And yeah, we'll see where it goes. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you? Well, of course, I'm smack dab in the middle of a psychic development workshop, and it is so much fun. It's more than fun. You know, people come to learn, and they want to either enhance their psychic abilities, or they want to learn how to do it for the first time, and it's really powerful. People show up in a big way to this class, really let it all hang out, and I'm having an incredible time. And I'm going to offer a second class starting September the 11th. I only take 10 people, and I already have 3 for September 11th. But if you are interested in participating, I'd love to have you. And I'm going to host this again in Castro Valley. That's one of my favorite spaces to do workshops. It's two walking blocks from BART, so it's easy to get to. If you want more information about that, give me a call at 925-362-3083, or you can always visit my website at phyllisking.com. And another amazing thing that sort of came into my life by the grace of synchronicity, you know, I always say I believe in coincidence, I've just never seen one. Well, I started doing psychic development courses again this year. And out of the blue, about 6 weeks ago, a good friend of mine, she lives in Los Angeles, called me and said, well, Phyllis, guess what I did? And I'm, okay, I am a psychic, but do I have to guess? No. And so, long story short, she, with another friend, purchased a psychic hotline. And I thought, okay. And she was saying, I was wondering if you would be interested in helping me staff it. And I went, oh, well, that's interesting. I never saw myself being involved with a psychic hotline. Oh, my gosh. I just thought, me? Hotline? No. And because so many of them are just charades, you know, they're just jokes, quite frankly. But given that I know the people involved in this one and what they're trying to create and accomplish, I decided to give it a shot. So guess what? I'm staffing a psychic hotline. So if any of you intuitives, you closet intuitives, you tarot card readers, whatever, if you would like to talk to me about an event, they're going to relaunch the site, which already has 25,000 subscribers in mid to end September, and they're interviewing now. And so give me a call or visit my website, whatever, and I'll give you all the information. And here's the synchronistic part, is that anyone who takes my psychic development class is automatically eligible to apply for the job. So I know that when you take my class, you are ready. And you can take my CD class or my in-person class. So there you go. Just amazing stuff. Also, for every Seeing Beyond listener today, I do have a free gift on my website, Making the Connection to Your Abundance. You can download that webinar for free. It's a 45-minute class I did earlier this year. And in that, of course, among other things, are the five filters, the five common filters I see in my practice that inhibit people's prosperity, and also five key elements that I know are important for you to create prosperity. And in that as well is the 10 minutes a day to change your life exercise. So it's free for you today, tomorrow. It's there. Let's see. And of course, if you do want to get on the air and let's do some psychic readings this morning, the number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255, or you may email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. Let me see if there's anyone on the line before I go to our first break. Oh, there is. Hi, Kwong. Good morning, by the way. Oh, my good buddy Sylvia in Los Gatos. Hey, Sylvia, how you doing?
Hi, Phyllis. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's happening with
good.
You?
I'm glad to hear about all your new stuff. That's exciting. I didn't know all that was going on, so that's great.
I'm a busy little beaver, Sylvia. And for those of you who are remembering, Sylvia's been struggling with job situations, trying to get one that's going to continue most of the year, right?
Well, I've been trying to find work. I've applied for jobs, I've interviewed, gone to second rounds, but I haven't gotten the jobs, so it's been hard. At least people are calling, but it's still
it's a tight market, really tight.
Yeah, but I'm hoping to be working soon.
So why'd you call me this morning? Just calling to say hello, or what are you looking for today?
Well, there's been some developments, and I was just wondering if you saw.
Okay, what's your developments? Come on, spill beans. What's your developments?
Just kind of more attention from some of the men that I know, and I just was wondering what you saw with all of that. I belong to a social group. I was just wondering.
You're wondering. I'm going to make you spit it out. Come on. Say the words. Claim your space.
If there was something more to any of them or not.
Well, I have to tell you, when people get close, let me back up. The process of creating a job and creating a relationship come from the same mechanism in your energy, if you will. We're trying to show our best selves. We're putting all of our passion and our creative juices into, I need to have this thing. And when it's around job, there's a lot of survival tied up into that as well. So it is extremely common for people to create both at the same time. So I do feel that you are revving up to do both at the same time. But when I listen to and feel your energy, I just really want to see you claiming what you want for yourself. Not like, it's really giving yourself permission. And it's not like having this big ego statement, oh, I'm all that, I'm so good for you. It's really like, you know, I'm valuable. I'm great as I am. I'm perfect and complete right this minute as an energetic being. And rather than having this sort of apologetic, is it okay if I show up type thing? And so I think you're working these levels, and it has direct correlation to how and why you're creating your job space. But I'm excited to see that you're starting to get these relationship interest folks, because that tells me that you're also revving up your career space. And I think it's fascinating that you're getting calls for jobs at the same time you're starting to get, you know, interest from the opposite sex, if you will.
Yeah.
So I like it. I think you're getting closer, and you just want to keep working the levels of permission and validation inside of yourself.
There's you know, some men my age, and then there's some men that are older, and I never looked at really someone older. I've always dated men that were my around my age.
And well, so us old people, really we're looked... good. We're good to be with.
Huh? What was that?
Us old people are good to be with, too.
So sometimes I meet guys that are, or I know some men that are, you know, 10 or 13 years older than I am. There's just something about them, you know. They're kind of interesting.
Well, you know what? Keep going with it, Sylvia. I like it. Keep working the levels. You know, why don't you download my webinar? I know you attended it in person at East West Books earlier in the year, but download it, listen to it again, and keep working your energy levels. You're on your way.
Do you know when you see something happening?
Well, I tell you what, Sylvia, why don't you hang on the line, because I'm up against the clock for the commercial break, and we'll talk just a little bit more about this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the number, friends, to get on the air is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. This is Phyllis King. I'm your Common Sense Psychic here on Seeing Beyond today. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
This is a big week at East West Bookstore. Be sure to check out all the programs at eastwest.com. But the two real highlights will be a hands-on introduction to the power of energy medicine with the one and only Donna Eden. This event will be held at Unity Church of Palo Alto on Thursday evening. Then on Friday and Saturday, join world-renowned psychic Dougal Fraser and learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. Check out eastwest.com for the complete summer calendar.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
Okay, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. I'm Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, filling in for Bonnie Colleen today, and I'm still getting used to the new music. I like it. Okay, so we were talking to Sylvia before I went to break. Sylvia's been going through some interesting employment situations all of 2010, and recently she's been noticing that her relationship space is starting to get more active. And then before the break, Sylvia, you were asking me if I was seeing timing for perhaps a relationship. Correct? Well, sounds like Sylvia either hung up or we 86'd her. So, Sylvia, here's my answer to you on that. And it coincides with your answer for employment. This year has been so much about you owning your value to yourself. It's so much about that because you've consistently had job opportunities in your space, and now you're starting to get relationship opportunities at the same time, which I explained they tend, in my experience, they tend to happen at the same time for the reason I explained. Within this year, I believe you will be interacting in an ongoing relationship as you will be interacting in full-time employment. But for you, one of the answers is validating you to yourself. We have to understand that our self-worth and how we feel about ourselves is pretty much everything in the land of prosperity and creating relationships, creating money, all of it. You know, your self-worth often matches your bank account, okay? So I want you to keep working on loving yourself and acknowledging the great things about yourself, because in energy, too often we are constantly focused on what's not working in our life. Oh, well, yes, I have a roof over my head. Yes, I have some money in the bank. Yes, I have people who love me, but, and then the list goes on for 4 days. You know, we want to put 90% of our attention on what we're trying to create. But I feel all this coming together for you within the year, but it's already in your space is what I want you to know. You have to allow it in, and you allow it and give it permission to come in by your thoughts and what you're thinking about yourself and your situation. They all have energy. They all have frequencies. And when you start to really understand the mathematics of how creating works and you do the math in your life, you'll start to break through those barriers, real and perceived. All righty. That's it for you, Sylvia, and I'll look forward to their next installment. Let us go now to Diane in Concord. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Phyllis. Thank you for taking my call again.
My pleasure. What's going on?
I had two concerns, but my main one is my daughter's niece. Sorry, my niece's daughter. I want to know how I can go about helping her. She's just turning into her teens, 15.
And what's her first name?
Anita. Sorry, Anita.
Okay. And do you have a specific concern about Anita?
We're kind of concerned for her own self. What would you say? Safety, within herself.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, all right. I mean, it's a fine line. I mean, when kids become teens, I mean, it gets crazy. Let's just face it. They're trying to come into adulthood. They want to experiment with independence in a whole new way. Their peer group becomes the most powerful influence on their life. It's an amazing time for parents, I think, and for grandparents, everything, aunts, uncles. What you want more than anything is to be an open door. You want to be a place where she can say what she needs to say and say what she needs to say. If she can talk to you, if she can
yep.
tell you what's going on in her life, then she can come to you for advice. And I've watched this in many of my friends' lives, and my friends who their kids feel comfortable coming to talk about things are the ones that have kids who get through teen years, you know, more successfully or with greater ease. And I'm not worried about her safety necessarily. I mean, it's a crazy time for teens. They survive amazing risks and such, but I'm not feeling any impending problem for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. And the number to get on the air is 415-543-8255. Let's go to Gilroy now and welcome Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
My question is, I guess it's twofold. One is my husband has applied for a job with the VTA, and he has to take a civil service test. And I wanted to see how you saw that as far as him getting the job.
Well,
he's qualified. He's very well qualified for the position. He's just nervous about actually taking the test.
I'm not even worried about the test for him. Energy suggests he can certainly be in the running, but it almost feels like there's, you know, ordinarily they would have, say, 200 applicants. It's like, it feels like they might have 2,000. It's like the competition is unbelievable right now. And so energy is suggesting that's the greater concern than whether or not he'll pass the test. It's actually how will he rise to the top during the interview process and the actual selection process.
Okay. Do you have any tips of enhancing for him to enhance that, or?
Well, you know, I would have him brush up on, you know, go online. There's all kinds of, you know, especially Marty Namco, martynamco.com. He's got great stuff about interviewing on his website. You know, you really want to go in there and, you want to come in enthusiastic, you want to come in educated about the company and knowing everything about them that's going on. If you have the opportunity to talk to someone who already works there, so you can get a feel for the climate and the community, so when you get there, you're already resonating with the frequency, and then people get, oh my gosh, this person really knows about us, they know what's going on here, they know what our needs are, and they're coming to really contribute. I mean, that type of mentality is always something great to bring to an interview. But, you know, just have them really brush up on the interview skills and look over some articles and things on various interviewing sites.
Okay. And then
just one question per person, but if he doesn't get this job, he will be employed this year. I have a good feeling about 60% this one could come through, but he will find employment. This isn't his only opportunity.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then sorry,
I only take one question per person,
okay.
Denise, but call me tomorrow. I have two shows tomorrow, so feel free to call me then.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Denise.
You. Thanks
you take
very
care.
Much.
Okay, friends, and lines are now open again. I'm going to take a quick break, and the number to get on the air is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm here for you until 9 o'clock. You're listening to Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, here on Seeing Beyond.
You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen this August 2nd. Wow, here we are in August. Let me share with you, invite you, remind you that beginning September 11th, I will have another class, Developing Your Psychic Abilities. I'm in the middle of one right now, and it's really powerful for the students as well as for me, and It's great fun. And in 6 weeks, it's a 6-week intensive, is what it really is. And I teach everyone what I have learned over the years. I sort of cut down the learning curve for you. And at the end of the 6 weeks, you will be reading. So if you're looking to enhance what you already have, if you want to learn it for the first time, it's a great vehicle for you. And you know, if you're someone who just has trouble with boundaries, challenging people, difficult circumstances, the tools I teach in this class will help you develop those boundaries and help you learn to navigate life challenges from a very, very different perspective that's much more effortless and with ease. So September 11th is the start of the next class. If you're interested, let me know. I have 3 people already, and I'll only take 10. And as well, I can hardly believe I'm saying the words, but I am involved with the psychic hotline. And the only reason I'm involved is because I happen to know the owners, and I know that they're people of incredible integrity, and they are, they've been involved in personal growth for many decades, and you know, they're the real deal. So I'm helping staff the hotline. If you're an intuitive, a card reader, a clairvoyant, a medium, whatever you are, and you're looking for work, they're going to relaunch the website in September. Call me or email me and I'll give you the information. And anything else? Oh yeah, my new shows. You can access from my website. I have two shows on Tuesday now, noon to 1 and 7 to 8 p.m. And I still have my shows in Los Angeles. And any of my shows you can access from my website. So just go to phyllisking.com and you can click on all the buttons. And to get your question answered on the air today, one question per person, it's 415-543-8255. And sorry if you're hearing my cell phone. But let's go to San Jose and talk to Augustine. Welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
I got a question about my job situation. I'm supposedly going to get offered a permanent position this week, and I'm wondering if you could tell me how that's going to go or anything else better coming along.
Yes and yes. I think you will get offered permanent position. I'm not convinced it'll happen this week, likely, but it will happen within a couple of weeks. And I also do think you will make a change somewhere around October to something you like better. You're going to be making a lot of people jealous this morning.
Really?
Yes, because you have an abundance of things coming to pass for you. So good work.
Thank you. I'm going to Disneyland next weekend.
Oh, man, are you really trying to rub it in? Oh, people like you, Augustine.
I'm going to Hawaii next year. Oh, okay.
All right. I'm hanging up on you now. I'm kidding.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
You know, bye-bye. It's nice to hear when people are making it work, so it's good to have the good news as well here. Let's see, who's next? Linda in San Jose. We're just hanging out in San Jose today. What's going on?
Hi there. I've been single for a long time, and I'm just wondering if you might see anything coming in for me.
How long have you been single?
About 14 years.
Oh, just a little while?
Yes.
So what have you been doing with yourself?
I've been out and about and been going places and haven't met anybody.
You know, one of the things that happens when we've created a pattern is the pattern becomes reinforced. And one of the things I teach in the Making the Connection to Your Abundance, which, by the way, is on my website for free, we create set points, just like we have set points for our temperature or our body weight or any of these things. Consciously or unconsciously, we will create set points for money, relationship, and any other thing we're trying to create. And you now have a set point in your space that says alone works for me. And so you're probably going to want to do some work, not let's call it fun. You're going to want to do some fun around looking at this space, maybe use a temperature gauge or something, and intentionally move that scent point, maybe take it all the way out to show yourself in your mind's eye being open to receive relationships because you don't appear to be open. It's almost like if you were in a room with, if you were like the bachelorette in a room with 20 single guys who wanted you, none of them could get to you because you don't feel available. So if I was doing energy work with you, I'd be having you go into your mind's eye, remove the set point, and go, oh, and find it first and go, oh, wow, look, I have this set point that is accumulated energy. Let me pull that out of my space, throw it away, and then I'm going to put up a sign that says available. Okay? We really want to shift the energy and the thoughts about it. And then certainly once you do that, start telling everybody you know that you are really looking now. You're changing your life now, that you want things to be different, and you're making them different. And doing that energy piece is important psychologically and energetically. And then getting a game plan in place where you know, on the date nights, for instance, you're going out or you're making sure that you're doing the social networking on that day. But especially remind people, because people may have forgotten over 14 years that you're looking for someone, and start telling people. I believe 2011 can be a relationship year for you, but you need to remove this impediment to your attraction mechanism, if you will.
Okay.
That was a lot of information.
Yes, it was.
Do you have any questions about that?
No, thank you.
Do you understand?
I do.
Beautiful. Well, please keep me posted. I would like to hear the follow-up on your story.
Will do.
Thank you. Yeah, that whole set point thing, that's an interesting thing. I see it a lot in the money space as well. Because, for instance, when people say they've been making $50,000 a year or something, and they've been doing it for 10, 12, 14 years, then they go, I want to expand. I want to create more money. But they have to remove the set point. Their consciousness has been used to a certain level. And when you start to change and remove that set point, we get almost a danger signal, which usually is like fear or this isn't going to work, or we get some ego-based dialogue that starts to deter us from our track. And you have to say, no, I really do want to change. I really do want to make it different and make that set point different. Yeah, it's an interesting thing that occurs naturally and unconsciously. All right, let's go to Marjorie. Oh, Marjorie in Richmond. Good morning, love.
Oh, good morning, Phyllis.
How you doing, dear?
Oh, I was doing okay, and then I heard you on the radio, so now I'm doing better.
Oh, thank you.
Well, anyway, my main point here is I'll stick with the main topic. How do you see how I feel about myself and my worth for me to go out and get a job? Because I'm feeling a little shaky about myself, I think, because last year, also I had an accident on my spine, and I couldn't walk or nothing, but I can do everything now. And I was applying for SSI, but, you know, I think I'm able to do things. So is there anyone out there that can use my assistance? That's what I need to know. And how will I allow that to happen? There.
Yes, yes. Of course you'll allow it to happen. Of course you'll allow it to happen. And of course there's people who need your assistance. Who would we be in this world if we didn't have each other?
Now,
you know, and I always say being independent is a fabulous, wonderful, and important tool to have. But being able to be interdependent with our family, our friends, our society is far more important. We need each other. And you need to remember that people need you and what you have to offer. You know, it's not just about how you feel and all your, you know, all of our own individual hang-ups and insecurities. We need each other. So, of course.
Okay, well, so do you see that? Do you see me being able to get me some kind of income going by the end of this year?
Of course I can see you being able to do that. Now, Marjorie, do you have internet access?
No.
Love. You need to go over to a friend's house. You need to get to the library.
Okay.
I need you to download Making the Connection to Your Abundance. You need to jumpstart into another perspective. And you can download that, bring a CD, download it to a CD or a DVD or whatever, and listen to that. And then call me back.
Okay. Can I do this other than, can I just do it also by maybe opening the phone book, or I really need a computer for this?
Well, yeah. Are you close to a library?
Yeah, I can get to a library, yeah.
Yeah, just download it from the library, because it's an audio file that's posted on my website.
Oh, and it's from your information, right?
It's from my information.
You know what I need? I need to get your number again. You sent me some lovely papers, and they got lost in the darn shuffle.
Oh, my gosh.
You
well, if I
mean?
Send you stuff again, you better not lose it,
okay.
Or I'm going to come after you.
And I put them somewhere so I don't lose them, and it seemed like, you know, it worked against me. But
well,
I know,
you
know, it's somewhere between something.
This is why so often I ask people to do it for themselves.
Yes.
Because the energy of people going after and getting it for themselves is really, it's important. That's why I have to tell you, not that I'm telling you not to give anybody a gift of a reading, but I typically hate gifted readings because people do not go after the information themselves. So, anyhow, get to a computer, download it, go to the library, go to a friend's house, and then call me back after you've done the program.
And you're going to say your phone number over the air, right?
Here it comes.
Okay.
925-362-3083. No, what did I say? 925-362-3083. I think we've got it.
Thank you.
Marjorie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And friends, the number to get on the air is 415-543-8255, 543-8255. Every time you hear someone drop off, a line does become available. Let's see if we can get to one more before the break. This is Dee in Santa Clara. Welcome.
Hello, Phyllis. Good morning.
Good morning. Why are you so bummed out this morning?
Well, 2009 kind of kicked my butt.
But it's 2010. You're still in 2009.
I lost my mother and I lost my daughter, so I'm still grieving. But
grief. Okay.
And then now I have a legal thing coming up concerning my mother's estate. I was wondering how that's going to turn out, if you feel anything on that.
Well, I will get some impressions on that, but tell me, what are you doing for your grief? How are you managing that? Do you belong to grief groups, or what are you doing to manage that?
I did go to grief counseling for a while, but then I got a job, so and the grief counseling was during the day, and the job actually helped a lot.
I'm sure.
It really helped.
The grief process is an interesting thing because, you know, it's not just you're going to cry one time or two time and you're through it. A year now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you'll find yourself, you know, you're washing the dishes or you're at the grocery store and all of a sudden you feel like sitting down and crying. So it's nice to make sure you're making room in your life to continue to express it. You just need that piece.
I do. I'm just happy I don't cry every day anymore. You know, I skip a few days here and there.
I get that, absolutely. And I'm so sorry for your losses. In terms of the legal piece with the estate, and this is so unfortunate, I do feel things are going to go in your direction, but not without some additional loss, if you will. It's a very fighting type of a feeling. It's very combative. So,
it is. Not on my part. I don't want
right.
to fight this.
Well, no, not you, but the situation has those vibrations to it. So
yes,
you'll get through it. It'll be 80% in your favor and, you know, just have to survive it.
Okay. 80% in my favor. I don't know what that means. But...
Well, what you want to accomplish from it, you'll get about 80% of what you're trying to accomplish from it. The things will resolve in the manner you hope they will resolve in.
Okay.
All right, love.
All righty. Thank you.
You take care, Dee. Okay, friends. And the number to get on the air is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. And do remember, I have a free gift for you of making the connection to your abundance on my website at phyllisking.com. Go get it. All right. You're listening to Phyllis King, your common sense psychic here on Seeing Beyond, and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond, 800-732-1150.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. K KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
Welcome back to the show, and I am Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, sitting in here while Bonnie is in parts unknown. And the number, if you'd like to talk to me before in this last segment, before I run off and turn into a mom, the number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. And I do want to remind all you closet intuitives, psychics, mediums, or not so closet, that I am now, I'm saying the words, involved in a psychic hotline. And I became involved because of a really good friend of mine who purchased one. And so, but for the fact that I know the owners, I probably wouldn't be doing it, but I know these people and they're doing great work. So I'm helping them staff it. If you're looking for work and want to come on board with an organization based in integrity doing personal growth through Psychic Hotline, give me a call at 925-362-3083, 925-362-3083. You can email me off my website, phyllisking.com or phyllisking.net. Let's see, what else? Yes, I'm in the middle of an amazing psychic development course, Developing Your Psychic Abilities 1. And I take up to 10 people, and I'm starting another one in September. So I have 3 people for that already. So if you'd like to do that, I'd love to see you there. And in this 6-week intensive course, I teach all the tools I have used over the years. I sort of cut down on the learning curve since I've been doing this a very long time, and I have kind of come through the school of hard knocks on that one. But and anyone who takes my class, either my DVD version or my 6-week intensive, is eligible to work for the hotline. And the hotline will go live in the middle of to end of September, but they're interviewing now. It's very exciting stuff. And then also for everyone listening today, I do have Making the Connection to Your Abundance available for free off of my website. And that again is a 45-50 minute seminar I did earlier this year. And it has the 5 common mistakes, I call them filters, people do to impede their prosperity. It also has the 5 key elements that we need to embrace to increase your prosperity or just raise your vibration to become more high attracting. So that is available also on the website. And tomorrow, I'm very excited that it starts the beginning of my new Common Sense Psychic Radio Network. It's not going to be gigantic. It's only going to be me and my friends. So it's not going to be Contact Talk Radio or Voice America or any of these big gigantic. It's just me and my friends getting together to do radio. And, you know, we all kind of say the same thing in a different way. But I will, of course, have my good buddy Donna Morish, who is a psychotherapist and healer extraordinaire. I think she's doing a Friday, but she hasn't picked her day yet. And Matthew Curie, from the consultant from astrologydating.com, he's going to do an astrological show. And then I will have a show from noon to 1 and 7 to 8 at night. So, and you can access all of that through my website. I have icons and links and make it very easy. And during the shows, you can chat and, you know, I take chat room questions and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be fun. And I still have my show in Los Angeles on Sunday. I piggyback with Waishali. Many of you know Waishali from You Are What You Love and yeah, many other wonderful things. And we share a show in Los Angeles, 11 to noon. So, and that can also be accessed from the internet. Let's see. So I am here for another 10 minutes. If you'd like to get on the line, the lines are open at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I know you call in a lot and it's busy, but It's not busy now. It's just me and you. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, here we are in August. And August is a complex month energetically. And I know all the astrologers, if you read all the astrological perspectives, they make it look like, you know, this is almost 2012, December 21, 2012 happening this month. It's just a complex set of vibrations. It certainly doesn't mean you can't get anything done in the month of August. It just means you have to be a little bit more focused and committed to your goals. But come September, I'm loving the whole feeling of September, that it just releases that intensity, that complexity sort of releases at that point. So if you've been feeling that energy already, just know that we're coming to the end of complexity. And then, you know, I feel sort of an expansion, not a lot, but an ongoing expansion moving forward through the balance of the year and into 2011. And then as we watch our administration really try and tap into the needs of the planet, those decisions they make will really make a powerful impact on how the economy recovers in 2011. And it's interesting because there is some option information about it, which says it's not set, that they almost have to try something that may not work, but they have to believe in it. And it might be a correct solution or it might not. So it's one of these risky propositions. So as I look at the energy in 2011, probably around springtime, I'll reassess how that's going and make a prediction for the full balance of the year. But I have a good thought for it. You know, I think that we've really adjusted in many ways. So many of us have adjusted to the thought and the idea of living differently, of appreciating what we have, of that we don't all have to live in these gigantic environments, or, you know, that we can really cut back on our spending and live more frugally. And that's really okay. You know, that we've sort of adjusted our mindset about what that all looks like. So that's all good stuff. And that will serve us for a very long time. And then, you know, the real estate market, it already shows signs. There's been a lot of help to it, but it shows signs that there's somewhat of a recovery, and we just need the labor market to follow suit. And as we see consistency in the energy patterns, then the labor will pick up. And, you know, I really feel that for the balance of 2011, that you'll see significant growth at that point. But that doesn't mean we won't see any growth or improvement. It'll just won't be as recognizable because it's more slight, but it will be consistent. So I truly tend to be one who feels like the worst is behind us. And I'm certainly not one who believes that 2012 is going to come and wreck the planet. It's funny because I actually watched that movie. The special effects were outrageous. Oh my gosh, that were some of the most incredible special effects I've ever seen. It was this, if you haven't watched it, it's just this movie where they just keep the intensity and the suspense and the avoiding the cataclysmic opportunities. This goes on and on for 2.5 hours. It's very entertaining. But oh, okay, well, let's get to our last caller of the morning. This will be Minya in Oakland. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I just want to know if you see any energy around a new career path for me.
And what are you looking at?
Electoral work, politics.
I mean, are you actually want to get in politics, or you want to be someone who works in the what are you talking about specifically?
Well, I'd like to do like campaign work, campaign management work.
I love it. I love that. You know, I like this for you. You really have to own it. You really have to just say, this is me. This is who I want to be. Because if you want that role, you have to have a pretty aggressive and personality, and you have to have great boundaries, kind of a thick skin. I think this is possible for you, but you have to really own it. Do you feel like you own it?
I'm beginning to.
Okay. Well, just know that that's kind of the vibration you want to really pull into your space. And I think that you're capable of creating whatever you want.
Okay.
And who wouldn't want that? Mm-hmm. I mean, people who are aspiring for political office need what you have.
Well, thank you very much. And if you don't mind giving your website address again and your contact information.
Bless your heart.
Thank
of
you.
Course.
So long.
The website is phyllisking.com, and it's phyllis.com, or phyllisking.net. I have them both. My phone number is 925-362-3083. And thank you, Minya, for the call.
Thank you.
And on the website, please don't forget, I have a free audio link to Making the Connection to Your Abundance. It's available. I'll keep it up there for a while. So if you don't get to it today, it's not going to go away. But I'd really like you to take advantage of that if you can, because it has all the elements you want to hear about making the connection to your abundance. And it works for career. It works for relationship, whatever. It's an all-inclusive type of look at how energy works. And there is a great, wonderful science piece in here about why it works. And it's one of my favorite presentations. Let's see, just one quick reminder to you closet psychics, intuitives, if you're looking for work, please let me know. I have a source for you. Give a call at 925-362-3083 or visit me at phyllisking.net. I'll tell you more about it. And also, my show's tomorrow, noon to 1 and 7 to 8. Find them on my website. There's icons to take you there. And then on Sundays in Los Angeles on K-Talk 1150, I alternate with Waishali. You can also find that from my website. Well, you know what? I think that's it. I think we're going to call it a show. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to you, to those of you who called. I really appreciate you stopping by. And it's all, as always, it's wonderful to be here on Seeing Beyond. And I will talk to you again likely next month. But for now, you've been listening to Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. Have a wonderful day.